together, you know, make a difference.
I couldn't have said it better than Alicia. If you need help in any way regarding the issue of abortion, please go to heartchanger.com for details. We would love to get 180 into the hands and homes of every person in America and throughout this whole world. If you feel the same, we need your help now. Please go to heartchanger.com for details. Thank you.
Over 500,000 people have seen this video on YouTube in just over a month, and I really believe that God is going to use this to really change hearts. And you know, one thing I hear a lot of times when I talk about abortion, it's like, well, you've heard it a lot. It's the woman's choice. We don't want to get into that. Well, I don't want to judge anyone. But when you think about it, the way he put it, comparing saying that to saying, well, that was Hitler's choice. Who are we to say anything? Like, it puts everything into perspective, right? It's never okay. And so are you able to switch it to my computer, Mike? And the other thing I hear is, well, I'm not into politics. What does this have to do with politics, really? It really has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with God's heart. Every baby was created in God's own image. And I think the devil likes to make us think that it's a political issue, so it's like it's not in our sphere of influence. It's not. It's of no interest to us. But I think God is really waking up his church to what is happening now. Like when we watch things of the videos of the Holocaust, I don't know about you, but I'm always like, where was the church? Where was the world? And I actually heard the true story of a church that was on beside the train tracks. Sorry. That were taking Jews to concentration camps. And every Sunday morning, the pastor would say, sing louder at a specific time so they wouldn't hear the cries. And I just fear that sometimes this is what we're doing with this issue. We know what's happening, but we don't want to hear the cries. So you heard the numbers about the states in this video. For Canada, because we're not as large of a population, the numbers are smaller. But if you think about it, just one baby dying, sanctioned by our government in his mother's womb, it's not okay. The numbers in Canada are about 100,000 babies. Thank you. 100,000 babies every year. And it's just an estimate. It could actually be a lot more, because because of the whole women's choice thing, they decided to stop documenting, to stop keeping the statistics in the abortion clinics. And so a lot of the statistics we have are actually from the hospitals, and most people go in the private clinics. So who knows really how many babies die every year in their mother's womb. And if you've ever been pregnant, you know that you know it's a life. There's no doubt about this. Let's go into it. Oh, you were just seeing, by the way, the life tape that Jay was talking about. Oh, what happened? Yeah, so every Life Tape Siege that Bound for Life does, it's this organization of prayer for the ending of abortion that started in the United States, but it's going around the world. Every person puts a life tape over their mouth to represent that the unborn have no voice. And so we stand there in front of abortion clinics, sometimes in front of courthouses and where decisions are made. To make it into law and stuff, and we just stand there and we pray and we appeal to a higher court. And so yeah, my point is really that this is not a political issue. So please, if you felt detached from that issue until now, I really ask you to reconsider, and I pray that you would feel God's heart on this. God hates injustice. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. And I heard Lou Engel talk about this, and he compared it to Cain and Abel. And when he says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And if we think about all these babies as our brothers and sisters, can you picture God asking us, "Where are your little brothers and sisters? What have you done? What are you letting happen under your watch?" And the other really disturbing thing is that blood cries out. And God said, "Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Blood has a cry that can be heard. What will God require of us for the 100,000 or more aborted babies every year in Canada? You know, this generation that is alive right now, that is letting this happen, will be held responsible for what is going on. Even though you have not aborted a baby yourself, we are all guilty for letting this happen. But thankfully, I'll come to it later more, but there's the blood of Jesus. So in Psalm 9, verse 12, it says, "For he who avenges the blood of his people shed unjustly," so talking about God, "remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted." Did you know that one of God's names is Avenger of Blood? We don't often say, "I worship you, Avenger of Blood." But that's one of his names. That's just who he is. And I think we have to balance our view of who God is sometimes. God is love. He is. But he's also just. And he avenges the blood of the people shed unjustly. Numbers 35, verse 33 says, "Don't let murder spoil," or other versions say, "pollute your land. The only way to remove the sin of killing an innocent person is for the murderer to be put to death." And again, this is in the Old Testament, so we have the blood of Jesus that we can plead over our sins. And welcome. Amen. Yes. Interesting thought. What if innocent bloodshed of all those babies was our real pollution problem? What if it was not so much about the ozone? The Bible says, "Therefore the land mourns and everyone who lives in it languishes along with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish of the sea disappear. And that's just the verses before that talk about blood shed unjustly. So innocent bloodshed, this is the consequence of shedding innocent blood. What if that's what really is polluting the earth? And when we look at ancient Israel and we're like, oh, how awful is that? They were putting their kids in the fire to get prosperity. This is exactly what abortion is. Our generation is sacrificing babies on the altar of convenience, on the altar of, I don't have enough money to pay for this baby. It's the exact same thing. So to the argument that, well, I'm not into politics, and what is it going to change if the laws change, if the hearts of the people are the same? Abortion will still happen. They will still kill babies in the womb, except it will be done in an unsanitary way, and people, like women, will die out of it, and it's not going to be monitored. Well, what if the laws of a country really matter? It's like making a covenant with death. It's saying, we will pay to make this happen. We are saying as a nation, this is okay with us. Is anyone okay here with the killing of babies in the womb? I doubt it. Why are we letting this go on and calling it a political issue? So like I said, Bound for Life, the purpose of it all is to appeal to a higher court. It's intercession, prayer, and it really does save lives. I've heard countless testimonies of abortion clinics having less and less and less appointments in where the people have stood in front of to pray. And some do sidewalk counseling too, and just talk to the women before, and they were able to change their mind. And also praying in front of the Supreme Court and those kind of things really make a difference too. And a lot of righteous pro-life politicians have put into office, I believe, because of a lot of the prayers of the saints. This is sometimes I listen to Luengo and I'm like, this is really good. But then I try to quote him and I'm like, how does he get away with being so harsh? And we still like him. But he says, if we bow to political correctness and are afraid to take a stand, we're practicing to bow down to the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. How many of you have ever gotten in a conversation about abortion with someone and like that we're pro-choice or pro-abortion? Anyone? Was it hard to take a stand? It's hard. It's not seen as a popular thing, and you're seen as like, well, anti-choice, and who are you to judge that woman? You don't know her situation, blah blah blah. Well, you can take this guy's argument next time. It worked really good for him. Whoops. What happened? But the thing is, we don't want to be practicing to bow down to the Antichrist. We have to practice now to take a stand for things that matter to the heart of God and pleasing God first and not care about our reputation. I mean, what is your reputation compared to life? Yeah, a reputation for standing up for God. Why did it stop working? Anyone? Okay. All right. So, the good news. I know this is heavy, okay? But there's a good news. The collective voice of the saints can be louder and has to be louder than the voice of the shed blood of the innocent. And this is our only hope for revival, is pleading the blood of Jesus. There's a blood that was shed that can cover all these sins. And Lou Engel got a word about, I think it was about 2003, 2004, to make a 22-word prayer to go with the life band, to remind everybody that where's the life band every time they see it, to pray for the ending of abortion. And this is the prayer: Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America, is the one he wrote, but we change it to Canada, and a lot of times I'll say North America, because I really believe in I am my brother's keeper, and I want to pray for our neighboring nation as well. Psalm 139, if I'm sure you know this psalm very well, but I just want to remind you of this part. It says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. As I was woven together in the dark of the womb, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. When a baby does become a baby, every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. He formed each of us in our mother's womb, and he forms each of these babies in their mother's womb. Every child is the dream of God's heart. So not only God is just and he's righteous and he hates injustice, but why? Because every child in the womb is his dream. Think about it. Let's say you're a mother or a father, and you think of that many babies that are your dream, the dream of your heart, dying sanctioned by a nation. How would that break your heart? I love that quote. Now, something must be done and somebody must do it. Because sometimes we have the, we're touched, we're moved in our heart, but it doesn't translate into action. And I like to think of it this way. One day I'll die and stand before God and look back at my life. And I'm going to see all those times where I was touched and moved about things and went on my merry way and forgot all about it. And I don't want to have those kind of regrets. I want to move. I want to be moved to action by what God puts on my heart. And I want to lay down my life to comfort God's heart and do what he's called me to do on this earth. So, I think it's me that keeps doing that. Something must be done and somebody must do it. Will it be you? Will we let God break our heart so much that you break inside to become part of the answer? And I really believe that's where revival starts. If you look at all revivals past, it always seems to start with some kind of fighting against injustice, you know, fighting against slavery. And if you think about the revival in the UK, I mean, the church really rose up and said it's not okay to exploit children and make them work 16-hour days. And out of that, really, a revival really came. And here in North America, when when the slavery was abolished. That was because of the church. And then revival came. So we have to be willing, though, to become part of the answer and not just be like, yeah, that sounds really bad. That's awful. And then not be moved. Because all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. It's true. If you think about it, yep, what was necessary for the Nazis to triumph was to for the church to turn up the music, to sing louder, to not hear the cry. And so let's not let that happen on our watch, please. Let's plead the blood of Jesus over our sins and the sins of our nation. Let's pray that God will end abortion and send revival to our nation. So let's stand. I want us to worship together. And there's a song that I've been singing over and over again last night and this morning. And I texted Claire and... told her about that song, and she was like, yeah, actually the Lord spoke to me about that song. So
I just wanted to share a passage that Veronique was just speaking, and just you know, the film that we started out with the Holocaust. And I don't know if you all know, this week is Holocaust Education Week. Throughout Toronto, there are Holocaust survivors that are speaking to different groups, and different films are being shown based on the Holocaust this week. I just want to read a passage because it's been stirred in my heart. In Deuteronomy, the end of Deuteronomy 30, from 15 to 20, this is just before, this is Moses' last, just before he died, his last instructions to the people of Israel just before they cross over to the promised land, how they should leave in the promised land. And the passage is called Choose Life. See, I've set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live, multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, as Veronique mentioned about the Baals and the land and what they did, God was forewarning them that, you know, not to worship other gods when they enter the land. I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land where you're crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I've set before you life and death, the blessings and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, that your descendants, you and your descendants may live. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life, the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. So God has instructed people to choose life.
Yeah, so if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right now take this opportunity just to choose life. Because you don't want to be caught on Judgment Day, a liar, an adulterer, and a blasphemer, worshiping other gods. But just take this moment inside your heart to say, I choose you, Jesus. I choose your blood to cover me and my land and my sins. And just pray that prayer, Lord Jesus, I ask, Lord, that your blood would cover my sins and cover the sins of my nation, and that you would send revival now, restoration now, to me, my family, my city, my country, my continent. Today I choose you, Lord Jesus, above any other thing, Lord. I choose to cling on to you, Lord, like a drowning man to a life raft, because you're the only thing, Lord, that will save us. Your blood is the only thing that will save us, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that your blood would just come all over this place, cover every sin that we have, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
All right. Let's sing it.
Step this morning and come to the front and declare a chain broken. It has to do with the ending of abortion. Anything that God has laid on your heart. So come on up and let's be that army rising up and break some chains.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
created them. They are your creation. Oh, oh, God. Oh, your heart breaks for this, Lord Jesus. It breaks for this because you love these babies so much. You do, God. You love these babies. You love them because they have a destiny. You created them with a destiny.
In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of the Lord.
And there's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. And there's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Oh Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We're here to take a stand for life, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you value every life. You are like Jesus' life. And Lord, we choose you. We choose life this day, Lord God. We bless your name. And Lord, every unborn child, Father God, we cry out for the salvation, for to save even now the babies in the womb right now, Father God. We pray that you save them, Lord. And we're taking a stand, Lord. We're taking a stand that we say no more death. We say life. We say life eternally. And these babies will grow up to what you've called them to be, Father God. For the great man and woman that you called them to be, this Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus.
Yeah, God, we just ask that your church rise up right now. How we speak to everybody. Ha, just rise up, rise up, rise up. Ha, we speak to every Christian, every body of Christ to rise up and take your place. Take your place.
Yes, God, don't let the next generation say, where was the church? How could they let this happen? The army rising up.
There's an army rising
up.
There's an army rising up. Past the words and the sentiments. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Pray for your love to be revealed to every mother, and that we would be part of the solution, that you would raise up many lovers of people, that you would love people back to life in your name, Jesus.
Father, as a Canadian citizen, I repent on behalf of every person who has had an abortion in this land. I ask that your blood, Jesus, would pour down and that you would release your forgiveness, God, that you would, I know that you hear the cries of the innocent blood. I ask that you would just, absorb that into yourself, are the only words that I have, and he'd bring healing to our land, to release the land from its incessant cries, through healing, through righteousness, through an honor of life. I ask that that your spirit would stir up an honor for life in the hearts of every Canadian, in the hearts of every person in this land, that the land itself would carry an honor for life, and that honor would influence our politics, would influence our heart, would influence or it would decrease the demand for abortions, that the clinics would then have no business because of honor and because of life. So I ask for your healing and your spirit just to cover our land in Jesus' name.
Father, we just repent for allowing this to happen on our watch, God. We just ask for your forgiveness, God, and we just pray. We just pray for just a passion, God, and no more complacency, no more sitting back and allowing this to happen, God. Just for a fire to rise up in all of us, God. Thank you that you put this on our heart, God. Thank you that we live in a country where we can make a change, God. And I thank you that you'll just open doors and make connections with our MPs or people that we know that are in our spheres of influence, God, so that we can make a change and just end this abortion in Canada, God.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Thank you that there's power in your blood, Jesus.
Love, and this is just a open call for all of us. If there's any way where we've like given heed or we've agreed with abortion, any way where we've said, you know, that's okay, or we've sat silent and we haven't really spoken up when we've had that opportunity, it's just an opportunity to say, hey God, like, or maybe even some of us, there might be some of us in this room who've had abortions, and just saying, Father, we need your healing, we need your strength, and we need your grace. Just kind of saying in our hearts, Father, we turn our hearts to you. You are our Papa. We thank you for your love, and we ask that you bring healing and restoration and forgiveness. We repent or renounce of any way that we've given credence to just abortion or just any spirit of death. Hey, we say, death, go in Jesus' name. We thank you for your life, Jesus. And we turn our hearts to you. Heal us. Complete restoration. If you agree, say amen.
Lord, I just repent on the behalf of men who have not followed, not honored their wives or whoever they've gotten pregnant. Now they've abandoned them and they've shamed them and they've pressured them into abortions and all kinds of other, put them in really bad situations and refused to raise their families. Lord, we just repent on behalf of those men who felt inadequate to be fathers or refused to be fathers to their children. And we ask, Lord, that you would just bless those fathers and turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons. Lord, we ask that you would turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons right now, Lord. And the sons of the fathers and the hearts of the sons to the fathers, God. Lord, right now we pray for reconciliation, Lord, between families. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would destroy the spirit of abortion, the spirit of divorce in this land and in our society and in our culture, in Jesus' mighty name.
Seigneur Dieu, lorsque les enfants sont venus vers toi, Seigneur Jésus, il y avait beaucoup de monde autour de toi. Et les disciples les ont rejetés. Mais toi, tu es venu vers eux. Tu leur as dit, non, ne rejetez pas les enfants. Seigneur, tu es Dieu tout-puissant et tu as vraiment, vraiment beaucoup, beaucoup de gens qui t'attendaient. Mais tu as attendu et tu as posé les mains vers les enfants. Tu les as pris dans tes bras, mon Dieu. Heavenly Father, we know that you love mankind and we know that you love so much these kids. You love so much babies. That's why, even when we ask for prayer to just don't be pregnant, people, girls just get pregnant because you love babies. You love them so much. Yes, God, I ask for breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I ask you to stop this. Yes, Lord. You are our Lord. You're a crazy Lord. And you have the crazy love for our kids, for our babies. I just ask you to bless them, all of them, and to stop this. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yeah, Father, thank you that in this day you are breaking silence off the issue of abortion, and you're breaking silence off of women who have had abortion. And Father, thank you that you're also breaking pride off the church, where the church has judged. Father, and we're sorry, God, for where the church has not shown your compassion to these women, Jesus, where the church has not reached out its hands of healing to these women, and where they felt like they couldn't talk to anyone, and they felt like they couldn't share, and they've kept the secret for years, decades. Father, thank you that now you're bringing the pain into the light. Father, you're bringing the truth about abortion into the light, Father. God, we just pray that you would continue to broadcast the truth about abortion. Father, broadcast the truth about abortion, Father, and that the suffering and the pain, the spiritual dimension of it, Father, make it seen. Bring it into the light, God, so that all may see, and that it may be a warning, Father. Because all the women that I've talked to have said, I just want my story shared so that it will stop someone. So that it will stop someone, Father. So we just pray, thank you, Father, that the warning cry is going out and the truth is going out. And these women, Father, you are turning their mourning into dancing. You are taking their ashes and giving them the oil of joy, Father. And we just pray for healing for all the women in our nation, all the women in North America who have had abortions, and that you will turn it, Father, turn it as you do, Father, into redemption, Father. Redeem, Father. We thank you for your redemption, your great redemption over our continent. In Jesus' name.
Father, we just thank you so much for the movement of your Spirit in this area of abortion. Thank you that, Lord, you're revealing to our hearts your truth and the way that you would like us to make a stand. And I just ask, dear Jesus, this day that you also help us to remember those babies that are miscarried, and that your Spirit will just give comfort and be in the midst of those that are sorrowing for those lives that have been lost as well. Lord, we thank you so much for your mercy and for just your love for all of us and for these children. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lord, I just pray that your Spirit would be with every woman right now who is pregnant, Lord, and didn't plan on being pregnant, Lord. And I would just ask you to touch their hearts, Lord, and change them. Let them know how much you love that child. And Lord, I just pray that you change the hearts and minds of our leaders, Lord, of our MPs, Lord, regardless of what party they're from, Lord. Let them just realize, Lord, that this is not right, and that they should change the laws, Lord, and do what needs to be done so that this can be ended in our country.
God, I just pray for practical means for single moms where they might feel they have no way out but to have an abortion because of financial situations. And God, I just pray for that provision to come.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray for this video that was seen today. And Father, just thank you for the voice of these children, God. Father, I just pray, Lord, that people would continue to talk about this in the schools and in the churches, God, and on TV and in the media, God. I just pray, Father, that we would stop putting this under the carpet, Lord Jesus, and that we would bring it to the people's eyes, Father, and their ears, that they would hear, God, the truth, your truth, Lord Jesus, that we would have debates and discuss this, Father, and in politics and politicians, Lord, too, Father, that the church would just take a stand and start talking and speaking about this problem, Father, and about this issue. Thank you, Lord. And please, God, just give us, continue to give us a heart and show us ways where each of us, Lord, can do something, Father, not just sit in the pew, God, not just sit in our chairs and then go home, God, but show us ways where we can take a stand for this issue, Lord.
Together, Father, we rise up as individuals and we say we value life. We value life in the womb. And together as individuals, we want to influence our peers and our government. But together as one voice, as we stand up together as your army, Father, we declare in one voice, one unified voice, that we value life. We want change. We want to move mountains. We want others to see. We want others to see the value that each child has when they're in the room, when they're out. We stand together. We stand together with one voice in our prayers and with our influence to others and to our peers and to our government. We say, every human, in the womb or not, is valuable. Every person in your eyes is loved by you and by us. And everyone deserves to live. Everyone deserves life. Father, we stand together and we say that. And we pray. Amen.
Father, I just want to pray for your church and for us, that you give us your heart, God. May we feel the way you feel about this issue, God. May we have your heart and your feelings, God. May we understand what you feel, Jesus Christ, when you see those babies being aborted, Jesus Christ. Help us to stand up for you, Jesus. I pray that you break my heart, God, and you reveal to me what you really feel about this issue, God. Because I don't know, Lord, and I'm not as sensitive as I should be, God. So I just pray that you touch my heart and you touch our hearts, God, for that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for praying. It really touches God's heart. Thank you for giving up your altar time where we usually minister to you guys so that we could raise up a voice to save lives and to save our nation. Now you may recall the blonde girl in the movie with the sunglasses, and she said, well, what does it matter if I do something if nobody else does? Where were people? Where was the world during the Holocaust? And Ray Comfort answers her, well, what if the world is made up of individuals that take a stand and say, no, this is not okay? So every single one of you in here has power to do something, to change. And like that quote said, something must be done and somebody must do it. Oh, let's all be that somebody. And let's raise up other somebodies. And let's change our nation for God. Amen. Oh, let's sing that one more time.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. 'Cause there is power in the name of Jesus. every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
If you have no clue how to get practical, how to move this feeling that you have inside this morning into action, this week in the weekly email, I'll put a list together for you guys of practical things that you can do to end this Holocaust, really, that's happening in our nation. So if you've not